Anthony Dockrell is in to fill us in. Morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Tess.
So what's been happening, dare I ask?
Well, look, our PM, he's been making waves in the South Pacific.
He sure has. That's one way of putting it.
Yeah, well, look, you know, Australia has been making waves, really, if you think about it. You know, we're all contributing to climate change. And it doesn't look like we're going to stop anytime soon, Tess.
I'm so angry about this. I'm so angry.
Yes, it's the Pacific Island Forum. It's, you know, it's been going this week. And Tessa, I'll give you one guess what's on the minds of leaders from the South Pacific.
Not going underwater?
Yeah, yeah. Look, a few things to unpack here. You know, when leaders get together, there has to be a communique to show that something actually happened and there was some basic agreement. Well, the communique from this meeting has been causing a few issues. I mean, you would have heard about it on the news headlines here on 2SER. Australia doesn't like using the word crisis when describing climate change.
No.
I mean, how can your country disappearing under the Pacific Ocean be a crisis?
Yeah, it's their problem. That's not our crisis. That's apparently what I'm getting.
Yeah, yeah. And look, Australia wasn't keen on overly using the word coal in the communique either. And, you know, a draft version of the communique called for a ban on all new coal mines. So, you know, Scott Morrison got out his red pen on that one. You know, nope, that won't do.
Brought out his lump of coal from his pocket and waved it around.
Probably. You know, I'm wondering if anyone listening is happy knowing that, you know, in the region, Australia is not just content being the local bully. We're now also applying to be the village idiot.
Might as well double up. Might as well if we're this far along.
Yeah, and look, and speaking of the matter, New Zealand PM Jacinda Ardern had this to say.
Like our Pacific Island neighbours, we will continue that international call. We will continue to say that New Zealand will do its bit, and we have an expectation that everyone else will as well. We have to. New Zealand, relative to other nations, has a relatively small emissions profile. However, if we all took the perspective that if you're small, it doesn't matter, we wouldn't see change. Every single little bit matters. And so that is why New Zealand has joined that international call. It is why we speak, I believe, strongly on the international stage around these issues. But ultimately, we all have to take responsibility ourselves. My reference was to the fact that Australia has to answer to the Pacific. That is a matter for them.
Look, her point that Australia has to answer the Pacific, it's a sound one.
It is.
You'd think it'd be pretty hard to argue with. You know, Pacific Island leaders, you know, are they wrong to acknowledge that they are facing an existential threat? And we, Australia, have the power, the ability and the wealth to do far, far more.
Or we could just ignore them, apparently. I don't know. I'm so angry.
And then Alan Jones entered the debate.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, after Jacinda said that on Wednesday, on Thursday morning, he went on to 2GB and he said, you know, I just wonder whether Scott Morrison is going to be fully briefed to shove a sock down her throat.
I'm laughing, but I just want to cry.
But look, people are understandably outraged. You know, it's flippant, casual misogyny.
It's the three things he's very good at.
Yeah. And, you know, we shouldn't forget, this is a mining town, really, called Australia. And Jones carries a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? You know, something is seriously crook in this country.
I would agree with that.
You know, this man's frankly a joke. He's not remotely credible figure on climate change, but he's the number one breakfast show in Sydney.
I was about to say,
Tess. Yeah. He's number one. Sorry.
Oh. I'll go personally write letters about that. Yeah.
He's put on panels by the ABC as a credible figure. When he's not, he's a joke. This is a man who engages in constant unhinged mendacity. You know, he's a bully, a misogynist, but his success and influence says a lot about this country.
Yeah, he's, an incredibly powerful guy.
Also says a lot about the companies that spend money at 2GB. You know, your true character, you know, can be seen by the company you keep. You know, as of now, he hasn't apologised, of course, but he has put out a statement stating people have willfully misinterpreted his words.
Yeah, wasn't he meant to say put a sock in it, not shove a sock down her throat, as if that somehow made the intent behind his words better?
Yeah, yeah, no, look, it's not as bad as if you tell a woman to shut up. Yeah, yeah. And look, you know, I'm sure he's not going to apologise this morning.
God, no.
No, but you know what he should be saying? I'm Alan Jones. Well, I'll tell you,
I'm an absolute disgrace. Disgrace, I tell you.
That's what should be going on 2GB this morning.
That accent kills me.
Yeah. Yeah, so look, to be clear this week, you know, I'm sorry it's a bit of a downer. It seems to be a downer every time I come to the studio. You should just ban me from here. You know, climate change, it's not a crisis. Coal is part of our future energy mix. Hey, let's, you know what, let's build some more coal mines.
How good is coal?
Yeah, and, you know, sure the waves are lapping at South Pacific Islands' doorsteps, but, you know, there's no crisis.
Nah, good. No, of course not. How good's Australia? Thanks so much, Anthony. Oh boy, Anthony Dockrell with the week that was. Taking a look back, probably the last, I think it was 24, 48 hours, just Australia really shining on the international stage. Yikes.